Good morning, young people and young at heart. So today we're going to talk about the Super Bowl of Caring. And for over 30 years, the Super Bowl of Caring movement has been inspiring people across the nation, churches, schools, other groups, and even just individuals to rally together and have food drives and to collect money that all stays locally. And over the time of this movement, they have created over $210 million worth of support that stays in the towns that it's raised. So each year they rally using the excitement of today's big game, the Super Bowl, to empower communities to host their food drives, like I said. Of course, here at Trinity, we support church community services all year long. And on Super Bowl of Caring Day, we just hope to give them a little bit extra. So if you're able, I encourage all of you to drop something in this soup pot, which will be in the narthex, on your way out. So going along with that, I want to share a scripture with you for today from Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So this scripture really speaks to me, and I hope that it can also speak to all of you, because it says, whatever you do. So whether you're a student, whether you're a middle-aged working person, a retired person loving life, or a person struggling through medical issues or any other issues, wherever you are in life, whatever you do, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. So tonight's big Super Bowl game, Super Bowl 59, we have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Whatever you do in word or deed. So that means even these football players and coaches can do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. So let's look at a couple of the things that they do off the football field. Combined, these teams participate in various charity programs. They go into schools and help children. They raise autism and cancer awareness. They help with blood drives, volunteer in food shelters, visit people in the hospital, offer free eye exams, and this is just the beginning of the list. So why do I tell you this? And you also probably think, well, these football players and coaches can do all this because they have a bunch of money. They have this big platform, and that's true, but they are making their communities a little better with what they have, and we can do the same thing. Whatever we do in word or deed, we can pick up trash, we can share a kind word, we can thank the grocery store clerk, the post office worker, the bus driver. Lord knows they need our encouraging words. Whatever you do, you can love others because God loves you. We can make the world a better place. And no matter what team you're cheering on tonight, we're all on God's team. And that's why he wants us to go and love others as he loves us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you trust us to do your work. You need us to do your work. Please help us to love others as you love us, whether it's dropping a dollar in the soup pot, offering a smile or a kind word to someone in need. You are with us, and you need us to share your love. In your son's name, we pray. Amen.